is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669, or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series, Six Ways to Identify Religious Deceivers and Con Men. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is Tennessee Ernie Ford with I Can Tell You the Time, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
I remember the time when in darkness I wandered
farther from home
on the mountain of sin.
I had traveled so long,
like the prodigal son. All my goods I had squandered.
Sadly I roam.
But the Savior came in. And he gave me a song.
Was a beautiful song.
I can tell you now the time. I can take you to the place.
I can show you the place.
Where the Lord saved me.
By his wonderful grace.
But I cannot tell you how.
For I know not the how.
And I cannot tell you why.
But he'll tell me all about it.
He will tell me all about it in the by and by,
Just a sinner was I.
Far away from my Savior, going alone.
With no hope of reward.
At the end of the way,
But the Savior came down.
And he gave me his favor all for my own.
Now I'm singing his praise.
For he saved me that day.
I can tell you now the time. I can take you to the place.
I can show you the place.
Where the Lord saved me.
By his wonderful grace.
But I cannot tell you how. And I cannot tell you why.
But he'll tell me all about it.
In the by and by.
I can never forget when he spoke to me gently in the fountain of life. There's a balm for your soul. So I heeded his voice. He was speaking intently.
Gladly I see
through his marvelous grace. I am happy and whole. I can tell you now the time. I can take you to the place.
I can show you the place.
Where the Lord saved me.
By his wonderful grace.
But I cannot tell you how. And I cannot tell you why.
And I know not the why.
But he'll tell me all about it.
He will tell me all about it in the by and by.
I was recently reading a story about John Hagee, Cornerstone Church in San Antonio. He received $1.4 million last year. That's a pretty hefty salary. He was asked about that. He was asked, well, Billy Graham doesn't make that much money. Why should you earn that much money as a pastor? He said, wait just a minute. We're talking about apples and oranges here. Billy Graham may not make as high a salary as I do, but his ministry pays for everything, pays for his house, pays for his cars. And you know, he was right. Billy Graham receives $200,000 salary, they say. Now, that was about 5 years ago. But he probably gets $500,000 in benefits a year. And by the way, Billy Graham, I have been able to determine, has a very fancy and luxurious condo in the richest part of Mexico City. He also has a very rich and luxurious condo in Tokyo, Japan. And he has one in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. But, of course, he just has total use of them. I'm sure they're not in his name. They're just in his ministry's name. Oh, yes. Well, friends, why don't you just go to your employer and say, you know, I've decided you don't need to give me a salary anymore. Just give me $200,000 spending money. And, oh, by the way, I want you to pay for my house, my car, all my food, and all my travel. I want you to buy me a couple of executive jets, and I want you to do all these things. But you don't have to give me any increase in salary this year. I'll be happy. Money is their God. Now listen, folks, I am not opposed to ministers making a good salary. I'm not opposed to anybody making a good salary. In fact, the Bible actually says that the minister of God should make more than the average person on the street. Yes, that is true. It's the love of money that gets people in trouble. And so I don't know anything about some of these people like, you know, that I've mentioned to you, because if they're making $1 million and their church is happy with that, okay. No problem. But then there are those people that you know they love money more than God. Look at Robert Tilton. Success in life. Why, you want yachts, fancy boats, you want to drive around in a Rolls Royce, have jewels dripping off of you, fur coats. You can have it. Just think positive. Make positive confessions. Paul and Jan Crouch and A. Van Zandt said, we'll burn your debt. Just send us money. God will give you money. Oral Roberts wrote a book. He says, you know, he researched the scriptures and he found out that God wants us all to be rich. Oral Roberts, yeah, 33rd degree Mason, by the way, and he has admitted that he has always voted Democrat. He's a liberal Democrat. Well, what if the candidate's pro-abortion? What if they're pro-homosexual? Yeah, he votes for him. Old Oral. Might be something to that name. Anyway, Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts. He wrote a book. Well, he doesn't really write books. Ghostwriters write it for him, but he put out the book under his name. It was called How I Came to Know That Jesus Was Not a Poor Man. He said, well, Jesus was wealthy. He had big mansions and servants. Yeah, he said, I found that out from reading the Bible. He said, boy, Jesus was rich. He was a wealthy man. He said, remember that garment they parted lots for when he died on the cross? Wow, that was like, today that would be like $1,000 tailored suit. You know, I believe that's blasphemous. To depict Jesus in a way that he was not. Jesus said, foxes have holes, but the Son of Man has no place to lay his head. And then this lying rat. And that's what he is. You're a lying rat when you blaspheme our Lord Jesus. And that's what Oral Roberts is. Now, if you want to quote me, said Tex Mars that Oral Roberts is a lying rat. In that he wrote a book, How I Came to Know That Jesus Was Not a Poor Man, he is a lying rat. But you know, I read the same kind of stuff in the Unity Church. A woman named Catherine Ponder, she's a female minister, a woman pastor, Catherine Ponder. She's written books like the book entitled The Millionaire from Nazareth. The Millionaire from Nazareth. Jesus was a millionaire. And you can be too. Now, the way you do it is to send her money and send Oral Roberts money. Well, Catherine Ponder, you just think positive and you get it. She's a little bit more honest maybe than Oral Roberts. Oral Roberts says, send me your money and God will bless you, make you rich. I was reading Micah chapter 3, verse 11. Boy, that sure applies to these men. It says, the heads of Israel thereof judge for reward, and the priests thereof teach for hire, and the prophets thereof divine for money. And yet will they lean upon the Lord and say, is not the Lord among us? None evil can come upon us. God says here, God's prophet Micah says, they really are divining for money. That's using magic, witchcraft for money. And that's what all this junk is from Oral Roberts, Catherine Ponder, John Avanzini, Paul Crouch, and all of them. And at the same time, they're out there getting your money, filthy lucre. They're saying, oh, we're leaning upon the Lord. The Lord is among us, and no evil can come upon us. Well, Micah had a different word. By the way, I received just recently something from something called Sure Word Ministries out of Brentwood, Tennessee. I'm excited to tell you, says the head of this ministry. By the way, it starts out, dear friend, warm greetings in Jesus. Remember I told you about feigned words? There comes the little left jab in. You don't see it, and suddenly the sucker punch hits you. Dear friend, warm greetings in Jesus. Oh, my. Then he says, I'm excited to tell you that we now have gold dental miracles on view at our website. SureWordMinistries.com/dental miracles. You can click on a photo and see beautiful gold crowns and gold fillings. None of the people featured had any gold in their mouths prior to prayer. These are dental miracles given by God. Fillings are vanishing and being replaced by gold. Is there scripture for this? He asked. Hey, he's got a scripture. Remember I told you they hate the Bible? Remember, that's one of the things coming up. They hate the Bible. They really do. He's going to give you the scripture. See, you go in there and he prays over you, and God will actually give you dental gold crowns, dental gold fillings. You got lead in your mouth now, plastic, don't worry. It'll turn to gold. You got gold in them there mouths. He says, well, I actually said that, but. Is there scripture for this? Now I'm reading from Sure Word Ministries, by the way. It's headed by a guy named David W. Alsobrook. Is there scripture for this? I imagine, he says, people received healing of cavities where whenever Jesus made them whole. If Jesus makes you whole, well, you'll have gold in your mouth. That's what he's saying. He says, Psalm 81 verse 10 says, open your mouth wide and I will fill it. So I have no problem with these miracles myself. I've seen a couple thousand at least. So yes, I believe God is doing them. Oh my. And by the way, you can click on their website and you'll click on the testimonies button and read inspiring true stories of dental gold miracles. Oh, my. You know, my friends, the Bible in 1 Timothy talks about, and chapter 6, verse 5, talks about perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds who are destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. These people are perverts who believe that gain is godliness. And Paul said, from such withdraw thyself. Get away from them. Verse 7, he says, for we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Friends, if God wants to make you rich, that's okay. I hope he does. I hope he doesn't have anything against making you rich, but these people are charlatans, and they're misusing the Word of God. It is the love of money that is the root of all evil. This very same apostle Paul said that in Timothy 2. The love of money, not money, but they must love money a lot to have to fake people out to think they're going to get gold fillings in their mouth. Verse 9 says, but they, listen to this, if God makes you rich, that's okay, but you better not try too hard yourself. Because it says, but they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. You'll be drowned. They that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare. Got to go to that Amway meeting. Got to go to that meeting where they'll tell me how to be rich. Go there and say amen, praise God, and pass the dollars. For the love of money, verse 10 says, is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Friends, you're going to be a sorry, sorry spectacle if you fall for that. Now, 4, despising sound doctrine. That's what these religious deceivers and con men do. We've already talked about that. In fact, they despise sound doctrine. We can talk about Jehovah's Witnesses and Mormons who believe in another gospel, another Jesus. They're religious deceivers and con men. Jehovah's Witnesses, they've changed the Bible, and now Jesus is not God, he's a God. Just one of many. And the Mormons say you can be a God too. Jesus was once a man and now he's a God. But he's only God of this planet. There's thousands and thousands of gods that God, the Father God, has made gods throughout this galaxy and other galaxies as well. After all, that's what the Mormon church does. They make people into gods. Only men, of course. Now, you women, you're going to have to find you a God to live with. And that God is going to have thousands of wives. Probably won't have much time for you and your celestial marriage on the planet, you know, whatever, in the Orion constellation, where your husband, after your death, both of you will go there, and you'll be one of thousands of wives, and he'll be God of that planet. Oh, hey, a lot of people don't despise or do despise sound doctrine. They want to celebrate in churches. Let's party. Let's have music. Have fun. Contemporary worship, they call it. Some people want to emphasize psychology, tools for practical living. Oh, my. My. But Jesus has a doctrine. He says, my doctrine is not mine, but him that sent me. If any man do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. John chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Number 5, we got to move along here, friends. Number 5, the fifth way you can identify religious deceivers and con men is that they despise and reject the very idea of sin and hell. You don't see sin and hell preached by these men. You know, Los Angeles Times newspaper survey of pastors recently was conducted. It found that most no longer believe in hell. And most no longer preach on that subject. Turns people off. One top pastor was actually quoted in the Los Angeles Times newspaper. He says, when he was asked about hell, he said, quote, it's not sexy anymore. It used to be sexy. You could scare people. Get them all fearful. And they'd come down to the altar and join your church and all that. But nah, people aren't fearful anymore. Hey, they got fiendish movies like Jason and Nightmare on Elm Street and all that kind of stuff and Friday the 13th. Oh, man, they got all these movies that are fiendish. They're not scared about hell anymore. They sit on their TV screens in their movies. They think it's great fun. They've seen the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I guess. I don't know. They think that's fun. The devil's fun. He's campy. He's with it. They go to rock music concerts, and they stand up there and they give the sign of the devil, and oh, that's fun. The horned sign with their fingers. Sin? You got to be kidding. The Barna Research Group recently took a study of young people. One group that were born-again Christians, they said they were, and one that was not. And did you know that the instance of immorality, you know, promiscuity, sex outside of marriage, things like that, was the same in both groups? And I'm sure they'd be shocked if you told them they're living in sin. They'd say, what? Sin? That's for old things. That's my grandfather's generation. There's no sin and there's no hell. We're all going to heaven someday. And then the sixth and final way to identify religious deceivers and con men. They have no regard for God's word, the Holy Bible. Oh, they feign a respect for it. Remember those feigned words? I honor the Bible. Which Bible? Well, I prefer the NIV. I prefer the Revised Standard Version. I prefer the New American Standard. Or I prefer the King James Bible. You see, they're pro-choice believers. They can choose which Bible to believe. And there's thousands of flavors better than Baskin-Robbins ice cream. Hundreds of New Age versions spewing forth, twisting, mangling, omitting scriptures. Some say, but I prefer the old standard, the King James. Why, I even believe in the cover of this book. Why, it's totally in perfect in every way. Is it? It's perfect? Well, yeah, there are just a few things wrong with it, but, you know, and I don't mind other people using other versions. That's okay, too. Whatever they choose, I'm pro-choice. Friends, it's a grave thing to try to change God's word. Revelation says a curse will be put on you, and all of the plagues of Revelation will be your destiny. They really have no regard for God's word, or they'd fight. They'd contend for the true word of God, the pure word of God. Thou shalt keep them, O Lord. Thou shalt preserve them from this generation forever. What is Psalms 12, 6 and 7 talking about? The words of the Lord, pure words. Well, those, my friend, are the six ways to identify religious deceivers and con men. Six ways. It's been great being with you, friends.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.